41 degrees on our way to 70 for the day. Another beautiful fall day ahead of us. Enjoy it. Get out. Breathe the air. You don't have to be doing heavy-duty exercising. Just get out there and enjoy yourself. Well, here's a bizarre story, and there have been many through the years, but this one caught many of us off guard, I think. Our queen of soul, Aretha Franklin, who was actually born in Memphis but really grew up in Detroit, and we claim her as our queen. She lived here. She died here in 2018 at the age of 73. There is a report out run down by a magazine that did an investigation, Rolling Stone. And, well, let's talk about this with a guy because he represents the FBI to us. And this is an FBI investigation Rolling Stone uncovered after a lot of work and requesting documents that took them 4 years to get. But Andy Arena, the all-around good guy, former special agent in charge of the Detroit Federal Bureau of Investigation, now Detroit Crime Commission Executive Director, Andy Arena is on the other end of our line to try to help us understand why they would be tracking Aretha Franklin for some 40 years. Andy, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Paul, good morning.
Why would they be following Aretha Franklin? Unfortunately, I'll answer part of it, and that is with also the people that she hung out with, which you would imagine, other black musicians, other people who were in the civil rights movement, just kind of leads us to back what we don't want to believe and that we mostly fight the idea of institutionalized racism. But there's no question there was a lot of that. And when stories like this come out, this is the proof.
I actually teach a class on this at a law school class. It's called Intelligence and Privacy Law. And one of the things I find out with my students is, you know, they're a lot younger than me. And, you know, they don't remember post-World War II and the threat of communism and the perceived threat of communism. And so there was a red under every bed. And so this was this perceived threat to national security. And it really, that perceived threat just got out of control. And the FBI, NSA, and other agencies basically spied on U.S. citizens, violating the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. But these perceived threats that communism had somehow infiltrated the civil rights movement, the anti-war protests. So, you know, from the end of World War II, Paul, up until the early 1970s, when some anti-war protesters broke into the FBI office in State College, Pennsylvania, and actually found some of these files. And so the FBI ran this program called COINTELPRO, and the NSA was running a program called Minaret, and basically what it was spying on U.S. citizens for First Amendment-protected free speech. And I think over the years, this perceived threat to national security just kind of grew and got out of hand. And so, you know, we look back on it now, and you ask the question, I mean, how could this have happened? And it was just fear. It was fear, you know, unsustainable fear. And it drove people in the government to do things that were, quite frankly, illegal.
Well, though the story, frankly, keys in on black Americans who were being infiltrated, spied on, fake phone calls, doing whatever they do, and that they point out that that it included, of course, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's not a surprise, but Motown legend Marvin Gaye, Jimi Hendrix, even Whitney Houston. This is keying in on black Americans, but obviously, based on what you're saying, Andy Arena, there were all kinds of Americans of all colors in all walks of life that got this kind of undercover treatment.
Yeah, I think that's a good assessment, Paul, but, you know, black America, particularly successful black America, those involved in civil rights movement were definitely targeted by these programs, right? And really, I think the simplistic thing is to say, well, the FBI, the NSA were violating these people's right. But I think it's actually a lot worse than that, Paul. If you look at the programs, you mentioned Dr. Martin Luther King, right? So the FBI was running these wiretaps against him because of perceived threat to national security of the civil rights movement, right? Which is crazy. But there was this perceived threat. But if you look at who approved those wiretaps, it wasn't just J. Edgar Hoover. It was the Attorney General of the United States, Bobby Kennedy, personally approved those. Yeah. And so, you know, sitting here today, you can't tell me that the president, John F. Kennedy, didn't know about that. So what I'm saying is this, Paul, those programs were abused by every president from Franklin Roosevelt to Richard Nixon with the knowledge of this. So I think it's a little bit more egregious than what it looks like on its face.
Fascinating, because, frankly, I was just picturing J. Edgar Hoover, while practicing his secret passion of wearing a dress at home, that it still makes me giggle. But he was ahead of his time, Andy. He was ahead of his time. But that's a very good point. That's why we have you on, for these very good points. Bobby Kennedy had to be involved. The president then, therefore, knew about it. So it goes much, much deeper, and I'm glad that you point that out. And it took them 4 years after according to the magazine, it took them, Rolling Stone, it took them 4 years to actually be able to get this this paperwork they needed to prove what was happening. How's everything else, Andy? What's your assessment of our world today, real quick?
Well, it's still a mess, Paul. You know, you and I talk about it. These are times that, you know, we've never seen before. You know, I talk about our age. I mean, you and I we can remember back to the days of communism, right? And boy, those days certainly seem a lot simpler than what we're seeing today.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. Andy Arena, Detroit Crime Commission Executive Director and all-round good guy. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Paul.
As we continue on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show, right here on News Talk 760 WJR, as we approach 7:30.